Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Chavav, and we are on Chaf Hei Amid Beis. A couple of lines from the bottom. And yesterday we had the Mishnah about the power of the tzitz. Nitma komets vehigrivu atzitz maratze, ena maratze. And we had a stira in brises. That's what we were discussing on the end of yesterday's shir. Right, the brises on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, going over to Chaf Hei Amid Beis, makes a chelik between shogig and mezid. When it comes to a yachid, then the dam becomes tameh, and the kohen is zorek it. So b'shogig hurts up, b'mezid lo hurts up. That's in the first brisa. By tzibur, fine. Bein shogig bibim mezid. But by a yachid, there's a chelik between yachid, shogig, and mezid. And the second brisa that we had on the top of Chaf Hei Amid Beis, no, what is it? It says maratza on either shogig and mezid, ones and ratzon, yachid and tzibur. So that was the stira. So we had two answers already. Answer number one of Rav Yosef was Lokasha on the fourth line. There was a stira, the machlokas tanoim between Rav Yosi and the Rabbanan. That was one answer. And the second, and that was related. Well, first the second answer also. And the second answer of Chizda on the second to last skinny line said the machlokas is between Rav Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Between those two. So the answer between the brises was it is a machlokas. Machlokas Tanam. We're up to the third answer of Ravina, and that'll be fourth line from the bottom. But just one ha'ar before that. The answer that we have been talking about up till the answers were relating, right, related to the last question that we just read, relating Truma to Kadshim. Relating Truma to Kadshim. Right? That is the that was the last point. So there are a lot of connections between Truma and Kadshim, but of course there are a lot of differences between Truma and Kadshim. Being Makdish an animal isn't per se a mitzvah. Right, in certain cases, I'm chayiv to bring a karban, but just being makdash an animal, there's avodas a karban, and there's the chiyuv to bring certain karbanas. But being mafris truma, pashtus is a mitzvah. There is a major machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs should be counted by hafrasha? Again, by hakdasha, there's no specific independent mitzvah. There's an iser of being makdash a balmum. Right, there's an aveir being malchus shabalmum and being shochet abalmum and being zorek the dam of abalmum and being makter the abalmum, but the hafrasha, but that's no separate mitzvah. But hafrasha, there is a separate mitzvah. But the machlokah to the Rambam and the Rabban is how many mitzvahs should there be? The Rambam counts one. One mitzvah of hafrasha's truma. One mitzvah of hafrasha's, all the mitzvahs of meiser, rishon, and meiser, sheni. All the mitzvahs, separate mitzvahs, the Rambam counts. The Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, well, why do you only count one? There's Hafrasha and there's Nesina, right? You're Mafresh Truma and then you give it to the Kohen. Isn't that two different elements to the mitzvah? And you could separate the two, right? Like a Kohen, for example, does a Hafrasha but doesn't do a Nesina. Kohen can't eat Tevel. So he has to be Mafresh Truma that he could keep it and he could eat it. So that's where you have Afrasha and not in the Sina. So you see they're independent. So the Ramban wonders, you know, maybe you should count them separately. Hafrasha's Truma and the Sina's Truma. And the question is, how do you defend the Rambam? The Rambam counts one. So if you look, we look in the Nosei Kalim, I'm not going to read them right now, but if you look in the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, so you look in the Kinas Sofrim and in the Marganisa Tava and the Leif Sameach, all the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvah, there are various different approaches that are suggested. All the different suggestions. Some focus on really the mitzvah is the nesina. That's the ikker. You give it to the kohen. That's the ikker part of hafrasha's truma. The hechsher nesina is the hafrasha. But really the ikker is the nesina, and that's why the Rambam counts just one, because it's the nesina. Others say no, the ikker is the hafrasha. The ikker is that you are being misakein your kri. And there is, now you're able to eat everything that's left. It happens to be that this is going to go to the kohen. But the ikker is going to be the hafrasha. And that's why, and this is one of the Rabban's kashas, right? That's where the bracha is on the hafrasha. Right? The bracha is on the hafrasha, not the nesina. So the Ramban might say that to me, hey, that shows that it's two. But if it's two, why don't you make a bracha on the nesina too? Okay, question. But the Ramban, if you see that the ikker is the emphasis is the hafrasha, that's why there's a mitzvah, a bracha by that part of the mitzvah, and maybe that's the ikker. Or the other answer might be it's two sides of a process. And therefore, it's one process. You only count one. You're mafrish, and then no say. Right? Whenever you have two parts of a process, the Rambam counts one mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, where he explains the mystery of the Rambam not counting the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael independently in his ke. amount, right? The Megillas Esther says, because it's not a mitzvah bizman hazeh, kimat uber deruba of all of the mefarshim say that can't be. Because the Rambam clearly, in many places in Mishnah Torah, counts Yishev Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah say that rice of bizman hazeh. And he counts that as a basis for halacha, for Amir la'akam on Shabbos, and for Hilchas Ksuba, about if a spouse wants to make aliyah, and Shichra Avadim. There are many nafkaminas la'halacha. So it's clear that he holds that Yishev Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah bizman hazeh. But why doesn't he count it as a separate mitzvah daraisa? So the Avnei Nezer's suggestion is that this yisod, whenever there is one process, and there are two parts of the process, you only count one. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim, of driving the other nations out of Eretz Yisrael. So what? Drive the other nations out and then go live somewhere else? No, the Avnei Nezer writes in Yeridea, you drive out the other nations so you can live there. That's what Hashem says. Right? And therefore you only count hachrim tachrimim because the other part is just part of the process. Right? That's why also the Avnei Nezer gives the mashal of Binyan HaMishkan. Right, the Binyan HaMishkan leads into the usage of the Kalim. Right, the Kalim aren't counted as separate mitzvos. No, you build the Mishkan in order to use the Kalim. And that's all included in the Asuli Mikdash. So whenever you have one process, you only count one part of the process, and really everything's included in the mitzvah. So that's related to Afrasha and Nesina in our Gemara as well, where our Gemara is comparing the Truma and the Afrasha's Truma to the Hafrasha and the Hakdasha of a Karban, and we mentioned that the Tamei Alatar is a problem. Good. This Machlokas is related, not Dafka Muchrach, connected, but is related to another Machlokas, and that is, how much is Hafrasha's Truma a mitzvah? Or a matir, as we would call it. L'may nafkamina, right? What happens if I have no plans to eat anything from my field? Is there still a mitzvah to be mafresh truma? It's just going to go to waste. I have no intent to eat it. And this question is asked by many mitzvahs, by chalitza, and by netilas yadayim, many mitzvahs. How much is it a matir? How much is it a mitzvah? Shchita, tvila, right? This question. So here, the Taz writes in the first siman in Yoredeya, the Taz has a line that seems to say that even if I have no plans to eat from my field, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh. Which is amazing. Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch says, what? No, only if you want to eat it. What do you mean there's a mitzvah to be mafresh? It's a matir. Okay, it might be a mitzvah, a matir. It's called a mitzvah, but it's the emphasis is a matir. So that might be related to this machlokas between how many mitzvahs do you count? Right, one or two. It doesn't have to be. But the Rambam, that counts one, and the Ramban, that counts two, does that show something about their holding mitzvah or matir about the Hafrasha? So that could be related, Balav Dafka, and it also might be related to the other, then this is the last point, and the Mezusham will continue, might also be related to the issue of the Chiddush of the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda writes in Yoredeya, I think in Reish Ches, he says, I'm about to say a Chiddush that nobody else has ever said in the history of Halacha. And we have it in the Tosfos Rid. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid on Maseches Kiddushin. But that's why whenever we write our Svarim, we should never say, I'm going to say something that nobody's ever said. Probably has been said somewhere, and they're going to find it 100 years after us. So we should probably just say, this is a Chiddush. So what does the Tosfos Rid say? What does the Tosfos Rid in the Kiddushin at the end of the second parak? That when the Gemara says, Chita, that by Truma, what's the Shear of Truma Daraisa? So Meiser, we know, is Eser. How much is Truma according to the Torah? Doesn't say. So the Rabbanan created 140th, 150th, 160th. But the Gemara's Lashon is Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. Even one small morsel, one wheat kernel, is Pater's Zakri. So the Tosfos Rid and the Noda Behuda are both Medai, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. That does not mean you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. Because Nason Titein, you have to give something of significance. You give a tiny piece, so that, correct, it makes your field not tevel anymore. But that does not fulfill the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. That requires something more mechuban, something more significant. That's the Chiddush, and that's why they take the Lashon literally. Poteris is a Kri. It doesn't say that you're fulfilled the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. So, is that related to the Hafrasha Nesina discussion? It fits into the Ramban, that separate Hafrasha Nesina. Right, and that's why you have a different shear for the Hafrasha and the Nesina. But that I don't think it's muchrach. Even the Rambam might agree to such chiddush, or even the Ramban might not agree to such a chiddush. Right, even if you say Hafrasha and Nesina are separate, you might say it's the same shear. Right, even if you say that together, you might say it's a different shear. So, but it could be related. These three issues: number one, how many mitzvahs do you count between the Hafrasha and the Nesina? The machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, and all the different suggestions for the Rambam. Number two, is it a mitzvah? Is it a matir? Right, the Taz in the beginning of Yoredeya in Siman Aleph, and Number three, is there a difference in shear between the Hafrasha Shruma and the Nesina Shruma? So those three are related issues, but Lav Dafka, that they have to be one tully on the other one. But this is all, as we said, Hafrasha Nesina Shruma, which the Gemara was surprised a little bit at the end of the Gemara, the last time we read, was how the Gemara could then make the jump from Truma and Kachim. But the Gemara says that's what you have to do. Ein Breira. You don't have a choice. You don't know who else the Brisa would be like. So either way, that is the second answer, though, of the Stira. Answer number one, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Answer number two, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. So now we're up to answer number three. Ravina Amar, fifth line. Fifth wide line. Ravina Amar, Tumasa, maybe we're not understanding fully when it says Shogig and Mazid. The first Brisa said only Shogig and not Mazid. The second Brisa said Shogig and Mazid. They're referring to two different elements of the case. Two different elements. Ravina Amar, Tumasa, Bein b'shogeg, Bein b'mezid, Hurtza. When the Tuma, as we said from Rashi yesterday a little bit, the item became Tamei, whether shogeg or mezid, the tzitzit maratza on that. That's what it means. Bein b'shogeg, Bein b'mezid. Right? You have to figure out how to put this Rashi along with the Rashi we mentioned yesterday in Yuma. But Rashi here says, on the last line, Tumasa, Bein b'shogeg, Bein shenitma b'shogeg, Bein shenitma b'mezid. So it doesn't matter how the Tuma went onto the carbon, so that's that can be reseed sits. Zrikaso, Bishogig Hurtza, Bemeza lo Hurtza. But the Zrika is only Miratze, Bishogig Napamezer. If the coin knows it's Tame and he does it anyway, then the Ritsui does not kick in. That is number three, Ravina. Rav Shila Amar, exactly the opposite. Rav Shila Amar, same type of distinction, but in the opposite direction. Zrikaso, Bein Bishogig Bemeza Hurtza. The Zrika is always going to work. The Zrika is always going to be Maratze, Bein b'shogeg Bein b'mezid. Why is that? You would think, there he's doing it on purpose, and it's Tamei. Let's just finish the line. Tumaso, b'shogeg Hurtza, b'mezid lo Hurtza. Tuma, only if it became Tamei b'shogeg. If it became Tamei b'mezid, then it is lo, Eina Maratze. So what's the svar for that? Right? The Kohen's doing something wrong on purpose, and that's automatically going to work. So Tosfos knows here in the bottom, Tosfos is Rikaso, but he's still actively involved in trying to bring Kapara. We're not talking about a Kohen that's Lahachis. We're talking about a Kohen who, let's say it's Tamei, but he's like, I cannot do this Rika. I know it's Tamei. I'm doing this Rika anyway. I want to achieve Kapara. I'm not talking about a Russia. Right? He's doing the Avoda. So that's what Tosfos says. He's doing the mitzvah. Even though, as the Gemara is about to say, it's a little difficult, maybe not a little more than a little difficult, to fit this shita into the words of the Braisa. But Rav Shila would rather say it in this direction, not like the other direction. Why? He's involved in the kapara. He's involved in trying to be meratzen and help out his fellow Jew. Okay, he knows it's Tameh, but we're not going to be konesim in that case, and that's why, regarding, he'd rather say it in that direction, that the Zrika always works, even though there's a chilek in Tumah, right? We have a concept elsewhere also of, right, you're involved in a mitzvah, so there might be different halachas regarding karbanas. Remember, Tav b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, Tav b'dvar mitzvah, v'lo asa mitzvah. Somebody's involved in a mitzvah and then they make a mistake. So there we might say that there's a difference in hilchos karbanos. If you're involved in a mitzvah, you wouldn't be chayav in a karban. So here too, Rav Shila says that because he's involved in a mitzvah, then we're not going to be konisim and we're going to say it is works even b'meis. Good. The only problem is, as Tosfos just mentioned, it's hard to fit this into the words of the Braisa. Ula Rav Shila, Haktani, Shenitma, Bein b'shogeg b'mezid. It says in the Braisa, Nitma, Bein b'shogeg b'mezid. Now we're rereading that, only Nitma b'shogeg? So the Gemara answers, yeah, Haki Gaber, he'll have to reread the Braisa. Nitma b'shogeg, Vizarku, Bein b'shogeg b'mezid. We'll have to change the words a little bit. Again, a perfect example of what Rishonim often do also. Sometimes you have a lot of evidence, and you have to reread some sources in light of other sources, or you have a svara, and the svara is so convincing that I'm going to reread Pshuto some of the sources in order to fit into the svara. That's what Tosfos says here. Rav Shila is so convinced that if the Kohen's doing this Rika, we're not going to find him, that he rereads the Pashup Shot of the Braisa. Again, Tosfos does this all the time. And the following also, Tashma. Also, another kasha on Rav Shila. Dam she nitma viz uzrako b'shogei kurtza b'mezit lo hurtza. Tears befavors that this rika only works b'shogei, not b'mezit. So, achi kamar, dam she nitma viz arko b'im b'shogei b'im b'mezit nitma b'shogei kurtza b'mezit lo hurtza. So, you have to fit in the words, add in words to the brisa in order to fit into his shita. Okay. Again, a lot to say about the tzitz, as we discussed yesterday, the unique status of the tzitz and the kedusha that the tzitz has. Right? Just to mention maybe the one Rambam Sefer Ahava. Just one Rambam that I wanted to mention yesterday, but I didn't get a chance. The Rambam quotes the tzitz in another area of halacha. Right? Not Dafkin Hilchas Sefer Avoda, but he quotes it in Sefer Ahava. Where would the Rambam quote the tzitz in Sefer Ahava? And Hilchas Tefillin. Why does he quote Hilchas Tefillin? The Rambam wants to tell us how much Kedusha our Tefillin have. So the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Tefillin, in Dalid, right? Perek Dalid, end of Perek Dalid, Halacha Chafhei. Kedusha Tefillin, Kedusha Gdolahi. She calls Mancha Tefillin Al Rosho, Ashel Adam, Baal Zroho, Huana, Viyarve, Nimshak, Psycho, Psychotela, Veinema Harher. Veinim aharher b'machshav asros kol mafana libo. I have to find exactly where it is. Is it this halacha? Right. Amar lava Talmud Rabbeinu Hakadosh. He quotes that you have to the kedusha of tefillin is great. It affects a person. Ava bishem mitzvahs and lovshon kol ayom b'shasat tefila who yosir menakol. He quotes. To find it, maybe I'm not going to look for it now. But the Rambam notes that the kedusha of tefillin is kedusha gdola ad ma'od, and it even has more kedusha than the tzitz of the kohen gadol. Right, and the tzitz, and if you walk into a room and chas v'shalom, you see the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol on the floor, and you see your tefillin on the floor, you pick up your tefillin first. Right, because the tefillin have a tremendous, tremendous kedusha, and that's why one has to be extremely careful about the kedusha of the tefillin, even more than the tzitz, because all of the, shemos of Hashem that are on the tefillin, even more than, there's only one shem Hashem on the tzitz, and many shemos of Hashem on the tefillin. Okay, it's here. I just have to not going to look for it right now. But either way, maybe I'll find it for tomorrow. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Nitmu Shiareha. Right, we had this Mishnah quoted earlier. A parallel Mishnah is quoted in Psachim. Right, what's the halacha if something happens to the shirayim in Psachim? We had a case. What happens if all the meat gets lost and you still have the dam? Are you zorik the dam in order to matir nothing? Right, there's no meat to matir. There's no emurin to be matir on the mizbeach. So, is there any reason to continue the avoda and do the zrika without any meat? That's the machlokas in Psachim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So, the Gemara now says, yes, we're going to have the same machlokas here by Karban Mincha. Nitmu shiareha, nisrafu shiareha, avdu shiareha. What happened if the shirayim of the mincha became tame, burned, or lost? Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer, ksheira. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you did the zrika, so then it's still kasher. If you did the haktara, right, then it's kasher. Like Rabbi Eliezer says elsewhere, right, Rashi quotes the Lashonos from Sachem Ayin Zayin, dam afal pisha ein basar. That's the Lashon of Rabbi Eliezer. Dam is significant even though there's no basar, and therefore you should do the zrika sadam. And Hachanami, Komet Avabi Shein Shirayim, it's Kasher, Lahakter, and you're Makter the Komets, even though it's not being Matir anything. While Rabbi Yeshua says no, Emein Basar, Ein Dam. Emein Dam, Ein Basar. That was the Lashon from Psachim, and the application of that is in our case. Good. Amar Rav, well, who do we Paskin like? Let's hold off, Be'ez Hashem, for a moment. Amar Rav, Vehusha Nitzmu Kol Shiareha. When does Rabbi Yeshua say it's possible? If there's nothing left. If all the shirayim are tameh, are lost, well, let's say what he says first, tameh. Only if they all become tameh does Rabbi Yeshua then say that you are not maktir. Aval miksa shiareha lo. But if you have some of the shirayim left, so then it would be okay to be maktir the shirayim. So the Gemara says, oh, interesting. Why did Rav Dafka say nitmu? There are three cases being discussed. Rav Dafka says, if some of it became tameh, only if all of it becomes tameh is there a problem. But if some of it became tameh, he would say that it would be okay and you continue. So kosaka daitach, our havamina is nitma in avid v'saref lo. Right, our havamina is that only by tumah does Rav have this distinction. But by avid and saruf, so then even if only miksas was avid and saruf, he would say it's possible. Because you need it all there. By nitma, it's all there. But if it's lost or burned, it's not there. So we're being medayek in Rav's statement. So if that's true, then what's the svar for that really? Maika savar. Ika savar shira milsahi. If you say that a little bit left over is good enough, so then afilu avid v'saraf nami. That even if it's lost or burned, if you have some of it left over, it should be good enough. Vika savar shira lav milsahi. And if you say a little left over is meaningless, you need the whole thing. So v'nitma, my time of the marat tzitz. And why does nitma work? Because of ritzui tzitz. So yachi kol shira nami. So then say, ask the other way. That even if all of the shirayim are tamei, so then it should still be good enough for you to be makdir, because the tzitz is going to be maratza anyway. So in manavshach, why does Rav only make the distinction in tumas? Like Mara says, la'olam kasavar, shira milsi, really, half is good. Shirayim is good, if you only have part of it left over, it's good, v'nitma v'u adin la'avad v'sarf. Rav wasn't being medayik, he was lifting off the first one. No matter what, Rabbi Shua holds only if all of it is gone, burned, tamei, or lost, do we say that you cannot continue, but if you have some of it, it's okay. Okay, it says the first one on the list, but really he means both of them. Good. What do we paskin? So that is a problem in the sheet of the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, in two places. If you look at the Rambam, in Psule HaMukdashim, Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the Rambam says, Nishar Pachos mikizayis lo yizrok. V'yimzarak lo hertza. The Rambam says, less than a kizayis is not good enough. Maybe if you have a kizayis left, that is okay. But we saw even Rabbi Yeshua holds like if you have some left. But if you have less than a kizayis, yimzarak lo hertza. Don't know good. That's by karbanos. What about by mincha? If you look later on in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chaf, the Rambam says, Chamatzes ha-mincha v'yachar kach nitzmu shi'areha kulan. O Nisrafu, O Yatsu Chutzlazara, O Avdu, Lo Yakter Akometz, Vim Hikdir, Hurtza. So the Rambam is Machalik. The Rambam by Zvachim, he says, if you're a Zorik the Dam, less than a Kezias, left, Lo Hurtza, while in Psuli HaMakdashim, Yud Aleph Chaf, he says Hurtza. The Lecha Mishnah leaves the Rambam, it's Arachian. Rambam says, I don't understand. He says, Klomar, the Gemara doesn't give any distinctions, doesn't give any impression of distinctions. So, he says, I don't understand why the Rambam is saying that by Zvachim we would say Lo Hertza, and by Mincha we would say Hertza. What's the difference between the two? The Stipler in Psachim discusses this. The Stipler in Psachim in Simin Nun Ches discusses this problem in the Rambam and the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. And he has a suggestion, which he then rejects. He says, and then he says at the end, "Kol ze kasafti lefalpel, aval pashus hadvar matmihim ma'od." Right? I came up with this distinction, but the Gemara doesn't make any chilukim. So even if you come up with all the lumdus in the world for the Rambam, you know, the Gemara doesn't make any distinctions. I don't know why you should have a distinction. What's his suggestion? Based on the Ar Sameach, he says, "Menachos shiny. Menachos are a little more kal. Why? Because when you have a haktaras hakometz, suggests the Ar Sameach, and the Stipler has it here, the v'hakometz atzmo, ika achilas mizbeach, v'havi haktaras hakometz ke'emurin. Right, usually we have zrikas hadam, let's say by an animal. We have zrikas hadam, and then the question is, that's going to allow me to then be makter the emurin and eat, to have some achila. There's Zrika and then there's an Achila. There's an Achilas Mizbeach and an Achilas Adam. But maybe, says the Stipler, in the Haktaras HaKometz itself, that's like a Zrika, but it also is a Haktara. You're burning something on the Mizbeach. So maybe that's why, in Lamdus, the Haktaras HaKometz does more than just the Zrika Sadam. And because it does a little more, that's why it can be Maratze, because it's Kiilu, you had a little Achilas Mizbeach too. Besides functioning as parallel to the zrika, is be mitoras haktara. It also has some haktara in it. And that's why the Rambam paskins that way. It also fits into what the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayis, in the first parak of Menachis. Shakometz v'alavona atzman heim dam ve'emurim. He uses that lashon. right, that the komet is like the dam and the murin. In the beginning of the parak, Beis Menachas, he writes, "Komet v'alavona kamoi murin min azevach v'nimsa." The Rambam says, right, the connecting, the Meshech Chachma writes in one place. The Rambam is ruach echad in Mishnah Torah, Pirsha Mishnayis, and Morin Avuchim. Even though sometimes we know differences. He says you have to see it all as one unit, as a one related, and see parts in terms of the other. He says, Ruach Echad Heim. He says that in, I think in the Parsha of Yisro, he writes, V'nimsa shahakometz atzmo yesh bo toras dam v'toras emurin. The komet itself has an element of dam, like a zrika, and an element of emurin, of haktara. V'lachein afilu heicha lecha shirayim klal, akati ispaha mincha toras emurin lahaktara, ba'oso komets, gufa. And therefore, that's what he says. He says, sometimes you have such a great answer, it breeds another question. He says, this is such a great answer, but then let me ask you this. So then even if there's nothing left, why shouldn't you be able to do a lechatchila? Right, even the Rambam says, by mincha, you shouldn't be makter lechatchila, the komets, but if you did, it's hurtsa. But if you're telling me that every komet inside of it has a zrik and has aktara element, that even lechatchila you should do it, even if there's nothing left. Right? Im kid sarachi and lama lo yata lechatchila, da b'dishtayar kezai se murin, zorek lechatchila. Right? If you have kezai se murin left, so you have a little bit in the komets. So it's such a great answer, why don't you say it's even lechatchila? Tivitachin bazeh, he says, based on the Rashi there, that even though zrik hazadam is mechaper, you need it to be matir, you need it, it's not matir anything. You're still missing that element. Fine, it's called the haktara, but still a matir element from the kmitza is a lechatchila. So that's why you would need it. So then what he says, that's how he comes up with his great answer. But then again, as I said, he says at the end, I still find it dachuk, right? That the Rambam says this based on what compared to the Gemara, right? The Harambam yifsog neged amafurish besugyan. The zvachim munachos shavir bedinze. Umashkazav alecha mishnah dachuk verachuk. He has his own suggestion, but either way, you know, maybe the Rambam has a different girsa. He quotes the Chazon Ish, who says maybe it's a sofer in the Rambam. Right? There's a chisaron in the Divrei Rambam. It should be low hertz in both places. And the Lakuti Alachas Lachavisayim also says, he says, I'd rather leave it as a sorachian and not change the girsa. You know, where the Rambam got it from and why he does it. That's the Kilas Yaakov and Psachim Simin Nun Ches. Good. We continue. Kidatani, like the following Brisa says, the Tosefta, where this defends and is a siyua to Rav, who says even Rabbi Shua would agree as long as there's something left. Rabbi Shua, Omer kol zvachim shebetorah shenishtayim, kezayis basar, o kezayis chelev, zorek as adam. It's beferish, right? Rav's explanation of Rabbi Shua. As long as there's something left, it's okay. Kechati zayis debazor, kechati zayis chelev, ina zorek as adam. If you only have less than a kezayis, you're not zorek. Uba ola, afilu kechati zayis basar, u kechati zayis chelev, zorek as adam. By ola, you are zorek, because they're mitzdari. If it's shekula kalil, it could all be looked at as kalil, the chelev and the basar are equal. Ube mincha, afilu kula kayem eslo yizrok. Right, we've had this a few times already in these mesachtas. Right, what does that last line mean? By mincha, even if it's all there, lo yizrok, mincha mivideta. You're not talking about mincha. Amar papa minchas nesachim. We're talking about minchas nesachim, meaning everything of a karban was lost or tameh, but you have the nesachim left. That's the Havamina. Sakadai the Chamina holo b'hadi zevach ka'asya kugufei deziv chadamya. Since the Nesachim goes with the Karban, you might think a Havamina is kugufei deziv, and therefore, even if this is the only thing left, it's considered something left, then Rabbi Shua would say, you could be zorek to dam. Kamash b'lam, we don't say that. It's separate. Even, we might add, even if you bring it on that day. Remember we said the difference between if you bring the Nesachim that day, if you bring it 10 days later, the Tosfos at the end of Rosh Hashanah says maybe there's a difference whether you're going to sing the song only if you bring it with the carbon. Okay. Minani mili, how do I know that even if there's just chelev left, b'li basar is good enough? How do I know even chelev? So Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Umataba Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Amar Kra, V'hikter ha-chelev, L'reach nicho'ach L'Hashem. That's the pasuk. Chelev, al vishayim basar. Just the chelev is mentioned. The ashkechan chelev. So fine, I understand chelev. Yoseres, v'shtei kleis binolon. Fine, chelev. What about these two parts of the animal, right? The diaphragm and the kidneys that are burned with the chelev, but it's not chelev. So how do you know if you only have these left is also good enough to be zorek? Diktani. Ube mincha, filu kayem is lo yizrok. Mincha hu de lo yizrok. Hayoseres, v'shtei kleis yizrok minolon. Right, so only if the Nesachim is the only thing left, but if you have anything left, including Yoseres and Shtei HaKlayos, that would be good enough. So how do you know that's also good enough and significant to be Zorek for? Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar L'Reach Nichoach, Kol Sha'at HaMala L'Reach Nichoach, anything that you're going to burn, anything that you can mala with Nichoach, and that includes these two items, the Oseres and the Shteh Klayos. The Yitzroch Lemichtav Chelev, Yitzroch Lemichtav L'Reach Nechach. You have to have both Pesachim. The Ikaz of Chelev, Hava Amina Chelev, Vinyo Oseres and Shteh Klayos, lo. If you said Chelev, you might have thought only Chelev. Because of Rachmana, L'Reach Nechach. To include the kidneys and the diaphragm. V'kaz of Rachmana L'Reach Nechach, and if you only had L'Reach Nechach, Hava Amina Filu Mincha, I would have thought maybe even the Minchas Asachim, but that's also brought in the Mizbeach. Kaz of Rachmana, Chelev. Fine. That takes us through this section. Fine. Next Mishnah. This is the final Mishnah until we get to Shas topics for the next 20 blot. Right? Final Mishnah specifically related to Menachas. Shalobik li shareis pasul Rabbi Shimon Machshir. What does this mean? Still talking about halachas of Kemitza. After all, we are in Perek HaKometz. Right? What happens? Let's do Rashi's shot. Rashi says, as we know, what do we do with a Karban Mincha? A makdish flour and oil. But it doesn't achieve its kusha until it's put into a kli. So it's put into a kli sharis. Fine. Everybody agrees to that. Now I do a kemitza. Does that kometz have to be put into a kli sharis? That's the machlokas here. Shalobik shi sharis pasul. Tanakama says that no, the kometz has to be put into a kli sharis. If not, so then you do not have the parallel to Kabbalah. You need a parallel to Kabbalah Saddam. This is the parallel to Kabbalah, putting the kemitza in the kli, and therefore it is pasul. Rashi, shelo kidesh kometz bekli shares, debetchilas mincha vade lo pligi debaya kli. Right, putting it into the kli originally, for sure you need. Tomach lokas here is only putting the kometz into the kli shares. If you look in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis, he might give a different impression. But not for now. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's okay, you don't need the kli. Hit your komsa pa'amayim kshera. What if I'm not mocked to the kometz at once, but I do it in two stages, or maybe even more stages? The Mishnah says it's kasher. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Rei d'Rav Chiya, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Why does Rabbi Shimon allow you not to put it into a kli sharis? Three pshatim in the Gemara for Rabbi Shimon. Three bases. Number one. This is number one. Rav Yehuda b'Rei d'Rav Chiya. Amar Kra, Kodesh Kadashim Hi Kachatas Ka'asham. We've quoted this pasuk numerous times already in this Pesachta and in Zvachim. The mincha is compared to a chatas and compared to an asham. How is it both? So Rabbi Shimon darshins, Bala of the Biyad, if I choose to do the avoda with my hands, meaning the Kohen has that choice. After Kemitza, he could just walk it over to the Mizbeach and burn it. So if he does that, Ov the Biyamin, he has to do it with his right hand, like Kechatas. Like the Karban Chatas, the Kohen has to do it with his right finger. Bekli, Ov the Bismolka Asham. But if I choose not to do it with my hand, I choose to put the Kometz into a Kli, then I could walk it over with my left hand, like the Karban Asham, right, like an Asham, can be with the small, right? The like Rashi quotes, "Bespol kaasham shezir kaso bekli velo biyad." The inlucha matan abes chadas velvad. Only chadas requires the finger, and he holds that small is kosher where you don't have etzpa. Good. So that's number one. So you get from that pasuk that you have a choice. You could do it biyad or bekli. That's if you do it with yad, you need right. Fine. That's number one. Reb Yanai Amar. Number two. Shot number two of Rebbe Shimon. Kiven shekamsu mikli shareis maleu maktiro afilu behemyano viafilu bimekeda shalcheres. Once you did kmitza from a kli shareis, so then you could burn it and be maktir it in any way you want. Any way you want, afilu behemyano, even with a shirt, and even in a kli cheres, right? You don't need anything more than that. That is day number two of Rabbi Shimon. That you could do anything you want after the kmitza is done. You don't need. There's no more requirements. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. We'll get back to that day, but let's just continue first. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Hakol modim bekometz sheton kiddush. Everybody agrees that for kometz you need a kiddush, meaning you need a kabbalah. You need the kabbalah in the kli toin kiddush, right? Rashi hakol modim bekometz toin kiddush v'chi machshir Rabbi Shimon behekter shem not lo mitoch kli shareis la'achar shekitshu bo v'aleo biyado v'ktiru kasher. You have to put the kometz into the kli shareis. You can take it out then and walk it over and be machshir to put on the mizbeach with one's hands, but you need the kabbalah in the kli shareis. So that is three deis. Number one was you need yad or kli, but if you use yad, you need yamin. Right? Second day is after kemitza, you don't need anything. You don't need kabbalah, just do it any way you want, Reb Shimon. And the third day of what Reb Shimon says is that you need the kabbalah Miklisharis, but not afterwards. Good. So says the Gemara now. Meisvei. There, Tosfos discusses, does the second day of Yana really mean Behemyano? You could put it into, not Tosfos here. Tosfos, earlier on Daf Ches Amid Beis spoke about a Gnai to use any type of other item to use your, do your Avoda with. Right? We spoke about Chatzitza also, but that's what the Ola Shlomo here notes that Tosfos that we had him back on Daf Ches Amid Beis. Gnai Lahotzi Mikli Sharis Lekli Chol. Right, it's a Gnai. Okay, but the Olas Shlomo discusses. Maybe it's also a Ma'al and Bakodesh problem. What about a Chatzitza problem? Right, that's what Reb Chaim discusses in Hilchas Bidin Musafin. But we're going to continue though now. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question on one of these deos of Rabbi Shimon, Hector Chalam Veivarim, the Eitzim. Shehelon, burning of the fats and the limbs, or Eitzim, that you were Ma'ale, Bein Biyad, Bein Bekli, Bein Biyamin, Bein Bismol. Ksherin hakometz, but the second part is what's important for us. Hakometz vaktaris valavona shelan bein biyad bein bekli bein bimin bein bismol ksherin. So what does this last line say? You could use your yad and you could use small. So tziufta Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Yechiya. So it's a kasha Yehuda b'Rabbi Yechiya, because you see bein biyad bein bekli. So we're obviously talking about Rabbi Shimon shita, and it says small. So kasha on the first shot of Rabbi Shimon. So I'm lechar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiyah letzadik tani. He would put a comma in this brisa. Biyad biyamin bikli bein biyamin bein bismol. Right? He would put a comma and break up the sentence. Period. Tashma, another try. Kamso shelo bikli shareis. What if you did kamitza not from a kli shareis? Vikidsho shelo bikli shareis. Right, and you are makadish shelo bikli shareis. What does that mean? So Rashi says each of these phrases means something different. Kamso shelo mikli shareis. That means you put it into one kli shareis, and then you switch it to a different kli shareis, and then you take pizza from there. Is there any problem with that? If you don't use the original kli shareis that you were makadish in, so that's what the Bryce is talking about. Kamso shelo mikli shareis that you usually used. The kidsho shelo bikli shareis, and you didn't put it into a kli shareis at all. Right, that's the, you took the comments out, you didn't put it into any klishares. The hell of Iktirish Lobe klishares, puzzle. Right, the Tanakama, Chamze puzzle. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, Bimatan Kli. They say it's okay, Bimatan Kli. Doesn't say klishares. It just says, Matan Kli. Kashan Rav Nachman, right, the third day, who says even Rabbi Shimon agrees that you have to put it into a klishare, it's just that you can take it out afterwards and then continue. So Kashan Rav Nachman. So Ema Mimatan Kli Ve'elach. No, reread it again. It doesn't mean Bimatan Kli. It means after you put it. Right, after you put it into a klishare, then you can take it out and continue. Again, defending number three. Tashma, try again. Vacham omrim, kometz, ta'un klisharis. Kometz these klisharis, says the Braisa. Ketzad, komsom li klisharis, umakansho be klisharis. Umalamatir be klisharis. That's the Tanakama. You always need a klisharis for everything. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kivitcha komsom li klisharis. Ma'alo matiro, shalo be klisharis vidayo. Once you did kemitza from a klisharis, it needs to be mocked through it without a klisharis vidayo. So again, sounds like you don't need to put it in a klisharis again. Ema kima chakamso vikitsho viklisharis malamakdir vidayo. Again, reread it and say, no, it means after you have put it back into the klisharis, then you could take it out. Tashma, next try. Kamatz biyamino. Vinasan bismolo yachsol yamino. If you did the kemitza and then you put it into your left hand, without a kli, then just put it back into your right hand. Bismolo, if while it's in his left hand. V'chishev alehav, he had a problematic machshava. This is the way Rashi reads the Gemara. Bein chuslam koam beis chuslas mano, pasol vein bokaris. If he had a thought while it was in his left hand, that's pasol. That can't be pigol because he has it in a place which is not part of the avoda. And therefore, it's not going to pasol. But the girsi here is biyamino chishev aleh chuslam koma pasul vein bakaris chuslas mano pig of a chayavan alav karis tevir belazav reb shimon, right? If you had a thought while it's in the right hand, so then that's pigol. V'chachamim omrim kivan shenasno lismol pasal tamatanaso. Once you move it to the left hand, you've pasled, right? Once you move it to the left hand and therefore there's no takana to be machzir it. The Chachamim say you can't just put it back into the right hand. You've ruined it by putting it into the left hand. My time, why? Mishum deboy kedusha bekli. Because the Rabbanan say that the comet has to go straight into a kli shares. V'kimesh anasa l'smol, nasa kedam. What do you put into your left hand? It did not go straight into the kli shares. So you consider it as if nasa kedam shenishpach. Mitzaver behema ala ritzpa. It's like the blood went straight from the neck of the animal to the floor. Va'asaf ha'shapasol. And then you pasol, right? We learned back in Zvachim, if you went into a kli and then it fell out of the kli, then you could put it back into the kli, the blood. But if you went straight from the neck of the animal to the floor, no good. It never had a kedusha yet. So here, this never had a kedusha. It was never put into a kli sharis. The kmitza is like the shchita. So, therefore, it's like it fell on the floor directly. So that's why the Chachamim say, if it goes into the left hand, because you have to put it into a klisharis, it's pasul, because you didn't. Michla, what does that imply about the first shita? Michla, the Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, lobo matan kli. Mashma, that, you know why Reb Elazar Reb Shimon hold that left is not a problem? Because it does not have to go into the klisharis. And that's why it's not a problem. You might have to do the avoda with the right, but it doesn't have to go into the klisharis. Again, Akasha, Tziyufta, the Rav Nachman Tziyufta. So it's a kash on Rav Nachman who says that even Rav Shimon agrees that it needs to go into the kli shares. So this is against that. So Tziyufta on Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara. What about the other opinions? L'Rev Yehuda, B'Rei D'Rev Chia, Misayalei. It's a Rav Yehuda, B'Rei D'Rev Chia. According to the first opinion, it's a siyua for him. Right? Because what does he say? He says, you have to put it back into your right hand. But he says, even Rabbi Shimon allows you yad or kli, but if you use yad, it's got to be in the right. That's why the Brisa says they have to put it back into the right, according to Rabbi Shimon. So this Brisa is a siyua for the first opinion. L'Rabbi Yanai lemi tevi tiyufta. Is it a kasha on Rabbi Yanai? Right? Because Rabbi Yanai says, you could do, after you take the komets, you could do davodah in any way. You don't have to put it back in the right hand, even with your shirt. So I'm l'cha Rabbi Yanai, no. Ano damri ketana de hector v'lav l'sadik tani. This brisa would be against me, Rabbi Yanai would say. That's true. But there's the other brisa we quoted on the bottom of the previous Amud. That supports me. Don't say litzdadin, like Rav Nachman had to say. And that brisa supports me. That you don't need anything. Just take it, even with your left hand. So that would be a defense of Rabbi Yanai Shita. So either way, after the dust clears, we have three different dais in Rabbi Shimon, halacha lemaisa. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? How far does he go? Three different interpretations of his shita based on the sorts. Interesting, the Briska Rav discusses in the Sefer al Rambam here on page 92. What happens if you put it from your right hand to another Kohen's right hand and then take it back to yours? Does that ruin it? It's yamin, but it's not your yamin. Is that just as bad as smol or not? See, he wonders, is small a problem because it's small, or is small a problem because it's not yamin? That's the nafkamina. If somebody other kohen's yamin, you know, that'll be, what happens if the kohen does the kmitza, and then all of a sudden he has to go to the bathroom? And he has to run out, and he has, oh my, I can't believe, I thought I had enough to go to the bathroom, and he has a stomach ache. So, you know what? What should he do? So, put it in the kli, or could he give it to, there's no kli around, could he give it to another Kohen? Can you hold this for me? I'll be right back. So, does a right hand of another Kohen ruin it, or not? So that's the question that the Briska Rav asks. It depends how you look at smol. Is smol, kima de lo nemar din yad b'mincha memela deksher b'smol mishun de din avode enzorach yamin. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. But what about according to the Chachamim? L'chor davar pashat, du adinim yitin hakomis li yamin kohen acher. How are you k'nishpach? I would think it's a problem. To mali smol, mali yamin, le'inyin din nishpach. It's still not going into the klishares. Right? Or do you say no? It wouldn't be because small is the problem. Okay, that's his discussion here in the Hilchos Suli HaMikdashim. Okay, weiter. So that was all Rabbi Shimon. Now let's get to the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if I makti the komets in two parts, it's okay. It's kshera. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, pamayim below pamei pamayim. Only twice, not three times. You can't split it into three. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Pamayim afilu pamei pamayim as many times as you want. My benayu, Amar Rabbi Zera. What's the issue here? Rabbi Zera says, Yish komets pachos bishnei zesim, v'yish aktar b'chusam ikazai yitzike b'inayo. The nafkamina is, can there be a komets that is less than two kazesim? So then if you would split it in half, you would still have one kazayas for each one. So, is that true? Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Savar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says that only two and not three, ain't komets pachos bishnei zesim, v'yish aktar b'chusam ikazayas. So therefore, the komets is going to be at least two kazesim. So if you split it in half, you're still going to have a kazayas each. That's why there's a limit. It still has to be at least a kazayas. For Rabbi Yochanan Savar, no, Yesh Komet Pachas Bishay Zaysav, Yesh Akhtar Pachas Bikazayas. You can have Akhtar Pachas Bikazayas. So therefore, once it's less than a Kazayas in each, so then doesn't matter. It can be more than that, split up more times. So that's a machlokas. If it's only splitting up twice or three times, but the yisod of the machlokas is, can you have a haktara of less than a kezias? Interesting, the Gemara here discusses that you can never, right, whether there can be a kometz less than two kezesim or more, but either way, they're talking about the possibility of having two kezesim as a kometz. Rav Chaim, the stipler, in Shiur and Shal Torah, where he has a whole sefer all about the shiurin, where he discusses the tzlach and the other achronim about whether, you know, eggs today are not the same size that eggs were years ago, and that's why shiurin might have changed, you know, two egg size, but eggs nowadays are half the size of eggs in the olden days. Right, that's where you get the big shiurim of matzah, v'cholu. So he discusses all the different gemaras there. So he says, one second, the kometz holds two kezesim? I never met a kohen with such a huge hand. Two kezesim. So how many is that? Two kezesim, he says, ain kometz, pachas mikeerech, beitza o beishlishi beitza. A kometz is less than, ain kometz, there's no kometz less than an egg or two-thirds of an egg, l'chocha kedislei. Ulefi yadayim haregilo shel zmanenu, lo yichnos l'tocha chalal shel gimel etzbos hadvukim l'pas yado, under the three middle fingers, kemos kezeh b'shimofan. It's not even getting close that you're going to get that amount under your three fingers. Much less. Even if you don't say eggs have gotten smaller nowadays, he says our fingers are not that big. So how can the Gemara even talk about? He says, Al Kain, it must be. Their hands must have been much bigger. That's what the Noda of Yehuda talks about, that in a famous slach at the end of Psachim. You either have to say, our fingers are gotten bigger, or our beitzim have gotten smaller. And I'd rather change eggs than fingers, says the Noda of Yehuda. But here, the stipler says, he says, it's Simon Aleph, O Zion. He says, I don't know, he says, it's very hard to say that, you know, the eggs change so much. He says, it must be. Imkein bizmanenu, he says, l'kishon b'na beis ha-migdash, he has a beautiful lashon, v'mer of yameinu, lo nimsa kohen kashur l'kmitza. It's very hard to say that when we have a beis ha-migdash, we're not going to find one kohen nowadays that could do the kmitza. Lo kashamiti. Devadai nimsoim ba'olam, kohanim yechidim, sheyadam yoser gdola meharagil, v'sheyigolam l'kmotz kishir, ki lo yitosh Hashem yisparach esamo, v'shalo yiyu kohanim haruyim lavoda, l'kishamon ha-beis ha-migdash, m'rav yameinu amen. It says, Hashem will work out that we'll find some kohanim with some big hands to be able to do kmitza. Good. Itmar, Viter, says the Gemara, Itmar, Komet, Vemasai Matashirayim Bachila, a basic question that we're going to ask. When I burn the komets, at what moment is the shirayim mutter for the kohanim to eat? How much has to be burned? Rabbi Hanina Amar Mishemash Labo Asaor. Right when the fire starts to burn the kometz, right then it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishatatis Bo Asaor Barubo. No, only when it burns most of it. Right, Lamai Nafkamina. What happens if it flies off the mizbeach and whatever gets lost right after it starts burning? Right, is the shirayim mutter? Amarle Rav Yehuda L'Rabba Bar Yak Bar Rav Yitzchak Azra L'Chatayim Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain the reason for Rabbi Yochanan, who says it has to have most burned on Makra, vine ola kitar ha'aretz ki kitar ha'kivshan, v'ein ha'kivshan ma'ala kitar ha'chetatzis ha'ar barubo. So you see there, kitar, the word haktara, means like a furnace, smoke. So that doesn't happen unless most of it's burned, right? Even though that has nothing to do with Hilchas Karbanos by stone. Amar le Ravin Barav Adel Rava. Amri Talmidcha Amar Rav Amram. Your Talmidim said in the name of Rav Amram, Tanya, Ein li Ela Dvarim Shadarkan li Karbalayla. I know that you could burn things overnight, things that are supposed to be burned at night. Right? The Evarim Obedarim, Musachlin Vahochlin Kalalaila Kula, Dvarim Shedarkin Likar Bayom, things that are supposed to be burned by day, Kigona Komets Valavona, Vaktores, Uminchas Kohanim, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, Uminchas Nesachim. All of the Minchas, these have to be done by day. Shema Alona Makir Mavo Hashemesh, how do I know they can be brought Mivo Hashemesh? Which we think might mean right after the sunset. So the Gemara, Amar Darkan Likar Bayom, they have to be done by Yom. What do you mean by Bar Shemesh? Elo Im Bar Shemesh. right before night. How do I know that you're allowed to do that right before the night? And they'll continue. Shemis achlin v'ochen kol alayla minayin. How do I know they can continue burning the komets? You can put it on the fire 5 minutes before shkia, and you can continue afterwards. Tamalomar zos toras haola riba. Says the Gemara. So what happened here? Right before shkia, you put it on. Rabbi Yochanan says that you need it to be burned mostly in order to be matzah the shirayim, but this brisa says you can put it on the second before shkia. So it's not going to be burned mostly. Answer, you're right. Lo kasha, kan lik, lo kan lahatir. To be matzah the shirayim, you need to be burned more of it, but that can be done after shkia. In order for it to be considered bayom, you just have to start it bayom. Liklot, and the mizbeach is kolated. But in a chinami, the machlokis is about lahatir. Rebbe Lazar masni la mivo hashemesh umuki la bepokin. Rebbe Lazar has a different shot. He says it's talking about mivo hashemesh, like we learned earlier, maybe even after shkia, and we're talking about pokin, stuff that fell off the mizbeach to put it back on. That could be done afterwards. V'chein ki yazar avdimi am Rabbi Yanai bepokin. Right, also that. Period. Umi Amar Rabbi Yanai Hachi. Did Rabbi Yanai really say that pokin are put back on the mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Yanai ktoris shepakam algamei mizbeach. Afilu kratin shabah. Even if you have some pieces of the ktoris, ein machzir no son. Rabbi Yanai says you don't put back pokin. V'tani Rav Chanina bar Minyomi b'tibei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al mizbeach ikule ola atamachzir v'atamachzir ikule ktoris. So Ketores is on this list, and Rabbi Yanai just interpreted that it can mean after Shkia, if it falls off, you put it back on. But we learned elsewhere, Rabbi Yanai says, you don't put it back on Ketores. Same mikan Ketores. Okay. Take off Ketores from the list. Period. Amar Avasi, ki pasher Rabbi Elazar b'menachas, boy hachin, when Rabbi Elazar learned Masechas Menachas. So he asked this question. Komet shesidro v'sidro lovas amaracha mahu. What happens, could you put the komets on the mizbeach and then put the wood on top of the komets? Do you have to put the komets on top? Does that work? Teku. So that question will go unanswered. Again, it depends how you understand the word alav and what does burning mean. Okay, either way, we have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue again tomorrow. Could be the next couple of days and weeks, actually, is going to be with the Antif. It's going to be a little tricky exactly when we'll have the live shear, when we'll have put up from the last cycle. But either way, Hashem, every daf will be up, but it'll just be a little tricky with the Slichas and the Yom Tovim schedule. But either way, we'll do it day by day. Okay, we'll stop here.